this week on the Time Bat Show.
Yeah, maybe this isn't true, but I feel like we've discovered water on Mars like 80 times.
Right? Okay, I was going to bring this I was going to bring this up, but I didn't want to say.
How do we keep discovering water for the first time?
And welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 92. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces.
And I am your other host, Bat Snacks.
And this is our show today. We're really starting strong. Well, there's like,
we sound so excited.
There's like nothing to talk about today. This is there's a great intro for the show. Hello, welcome to the show. There's nothing to talk about today.
Might as well just get the hell out of here now.
That was the Time Bat Show. Not everyone. We should just do 8 shows with that 30 seconds long just so we can get to 100 and then be like, well, we're done.
Here we are, episode 100. Yay.
Yay. And then we're like, and that was the end. And then we quit and that's it. Right?
I mean, would that even be sad? That would be a huge achievement.
Would
100
it?
Episodes, even if with 8 fake ones.
Let me ask you a question. 8 fake ones, 8 30-second ones. We could do 8 30-second ones with, like, a funny stinger, right? Like, we'll rehearse something really quick.
Yeah.
And then we'll, like, do it, and it'll be 30 seconds, and it'll be funny, and then we'll be like, oh, that was good. Good night, everyone. Have a good, you know, to make it look like we prepared.
You know what we should do, too? You know how in our audio program, there's like a generate noise function?
Yes.
For the, like, an hour and 20 minutes of just...
After the 30 seconds of us actually talking.
Yeah.
Dude, we're not supposed to tell people what we're gonna do.
It's like, it's experimental, it's cool.
And then someone will, like, rate it as, like, this was amazing. Like, my reality was shifted.
Watch, our podcast would become, like, more popular than Joe Rogan's if we did
if
that.
If we just did,
you.
Like, noise podcast. It's like a noise.
Like, whoa.
We can call it the noise cast.
Right? Do you ever... All right, we're going off on our... Do you ever, like, worry that you're misinterpreting art wrong?
Yeah, I do. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Like, do you have an example of this? Because you just
I do have an example. Okay. I don't want to, like, say specifically what it is, because what I'm about to say would demean the artist, but
right.
There's a certain artist that I like that their way of creating and drawing and, you know, producing what they, their art, looks very simple on the surface and really easy to do.
But it's probably not.
I think it is, but... In my mind, though, it's, like, part of the message, you know?
Oh, sure. It's, like, part of it is that it's so simple.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, maybe I'm interpreting that wrong.
Yeah. Maybe they're actually just, like, not very good.
And maybe everyone is like, whoa.
Look what he did.
Are there... I don't want to name names, but I feel like there are artists out there that have done that. And, like... Everyone's like, whoa, but it's really like they didn't do anything at all. And it's just like, you know, people are just reacting to this
thing. It is like so bad to name names here, but
I think it happens.
Let's name one. Maybe Andy Warhol.
Maybe. Like, I kind of feel like, yes, Andy Warhol.
Did he really?
Like, what did he actually do? Like, I don't really know. He knew a lot of famous people.
He did.
He knew that. He did that. He opened, like, his own studio, right? That, like, had music and he, like, made art in. And then he hired, like, supermodels to, like, stand around in
like
his
crazy stuff in there.
In his studio a lot. So, like, yeah.
I think maybe he was just a really good host. Like, maybe that's its own
that's
art
his,
form.
That's his art form. Like, he was really good. He was really extroverted, and he was friends with everyone. That was his art.
That's what he's good at.
He's really good at hosting
it's
parties.
It's just kind of incidental that he had you know, pictures on silk screens of celebrities or whatever.
His art was hosting parties. Really, really good, really bangers, really good parties in the 1960s and 70s. That's what his thing was.
Is kind of an art form, right?
No, I guess, yeah, that's true. It is.
I can't host a good party.
But what did he draw? Like, some of his art?
It's mostly prints, right?
Did he do the can? Was that Andy Warhol?
That's him. Mm-hmm.
He did the soup can. Okay. He did the banana on the Velvet Underground album cover. I remember that.
There's a video of him eating a cheeseburger.
Like slowly.
He eats it slow and he like folds it weird.
Uh-huh.
That's the art, right?
Why can't I do this for a living? I don't understand why I just can't be Andy Warhol. Like, that would be a great life. You just eat cheeseburgers slowly and host parties and draw some, like, really basic art, and, like, celebrities are your best friend, you know?
Yeah. And, like, everybody wants to go to your apartment and be there.
How did he get famous? Like, there had to be some art that he did. I love how I'm using the word art. He had to have done an art that, that like, was the, you know, first thing that really got his name out there. You know what I mean?
Maybe he's just one of those party people or something. Mm-hmm. Like, he never... Gosh, we're talking smack about Andy Warhol.
I'm not really criticizing him. Like, for what he did, like, everyone knows who he is. He's one of the most famous artists ever.
Yeah.
And, like, good for him. Like, he really influenced a lot of people.
Yeah.
In whatever way you want to...
Somehow.
That it
doesn't
is.
Really make sense to me, but
he was really weird. Like, that's his art form, is he's a weird guy that liked to have a good time. But yeah,
that's awesome.
I don't know. No, it is. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know why people, it's weird how the public latches on to certain artists like that though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even like when a really simple to us, maybe, art form comes up. Sometimes people like latch onto that, and then other times people can do like, oh, I'll do something simple like that, you know. And people are like, oh, that's pedantic, you know, that's stupid,
yeah,
you know,
dumb.
That's dumb. But like, if someone else does it, it's like, oh, you're brilliant. And it's like, where does the art start and the like author, the artist, like end? You know, like. You got to figure part of that is, like, them thinking of it in the lens of the person who made it. In a weird way.
Like, the identity of the artist is...
Yeah, it's like, this is good because it's made by Andy Warhol. Like, that doesn't really make sense, but... Yeah, I don't know.
If it was made by, like, a 10-year-old going to a silk screening tutorial workshop at, like, his just, public school...
They'd be just like, good job, Bobby, or whatever, and be like, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's weird. Anyway, art is weird, isn't it? But yeah, we could do like a noise cast, and we could call it high art, and be like, oh, there's a lot of layers there, you know, it seems simple, but we're really choosing the kinds of noise we play all the time, you know, and then people would be like, wow, it's so deep and awesome.
It's so good.
You know,
I like the part where it goes bzzzt.
We could go, okay, this is what we, see, this is making it more effort. The whole point of this was to be low effort.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is we could put a microphone at a public location, or like a record, not a microphone, like a tape recorder, in a public location for like an hour, and then pick it up, and then like transfer that to a computer and basically have that as the podcast, but it's in like a different location every day, or every episode.
Yeah, it's like a field recording of just, like, cars going
exactly.
by.
Exactly, or... yeah. So, like, one could be a busy intersection. The one could be, like, your backyard, like, a meadow.
Rain. Or
rain,
like
the grocery store, like, anything you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the episode.
That's it.
That's the whole podcast. That's... It's an hour and 20 minutes.
There could still be a stinger, and that's kind of like... Wouldn't that be funny?
Or like the car one. So like in the car one, when you're at the intersection, the stinger is like one of the parts where like everyone's honking at each other.
Yeah, like there's like a really crash.
Really loudly.
And we still have the same music. And it's just like, this week on the Time Bet Show. And then it's like, da 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 da, you know. It's the same exact format, except for that.
Maybe that's a good idea. I don't
know.
It's
not. It's not.
Okay.
In order to make it art, we could, like, insert talking into it, though.
Like, over it? Dub it over?
Yeah, but, like, because an easy way to make art, right, is to, like, have some noises and then, like, monotone say words, like, randomly throughout this episode.
Just read, like... numbers. When you were in school, did you have to get one of those books of random numbers?
I don't think so. What is that?
It was for math. I remember for math class or something, we would have to buy a book that was really just like random numbers from page to page, and you would use it for like functions or whatever to make sure you're getting a real random number.
Really? Don't they have that functionality on like calculators and stuff?
They do, but like... You needed the book so that everyone would have, like, the same seed or whatever.
Oh, well, so they're not really random, then, are they?
I mean, they were random.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're random in a way.
You just read a book like that, though.
You could read that. You could read the phone book or something like that. You know, every episode could be different. You know, random number book one day, phone book another day, you know. The dictionary, encyclopedia, whatever. You know. This is a great idea. This is, like... This is out there art, but it's art because we made it. I think that's the real key.
Because it's ours.
Because it's ours. What's going on in the world today, Bassnix?
Not too much. I saw a bad movie over the week.
Was it art, though?
Ooh. Let me tell you about this movie before we jump.
Jump into that question. All right, tell me about the movie.
It's called Man Versus. It's from 2015, and it's on Netflix right now, in case you want to watch it, which you won't after I describe it.
Sure, tell me about it.
So the premise of the movie is there's a man who's like Survivor Man. He goes out in the woods and shoots a movie about...
This is a movie?
It's a movie about like a man who's like Survivor Man.
Okay. Got it.
He goes out into the wilderness, makes a fire, builds a hut, you know, does all that.
Yeah.
And... eventually, he starts to think that something is stalking him out in the woods, and it gets spooky.
Is it a
and,
horror movie?
Oh, God, no. It wants to be,
go
but
on,
it's
go
not.
On.
I'm just going to spoil the whole surprise.
That's fine. I'm never going to watch this movie.
At the end of the movie, like, predators show up or something.
Predators?
Like, aliens that are basically predator inserts.
Sure.
I think they could only afford CGI for, like, two scenes, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the reveal really in the very end, so...
So they look really bad.
Doesn't that sound kind of like they had a cool idea for a movie? A little bit?
It sounds like a premise for a movie. Yeah. It doesn't sound like anything happens in this movie.
Nothing really does. He just goes out and...
He's like, oh, what was that? What was that? Is that
the
movie
ends?
Mm-hmm. And then there's a predator there. It sounds like a cool idea that doesn't do anything with it.
Yeah, you know? I think what would have been cooler is if maybe he was stalked by like a crazy mountain lumberjack man, and they have to like duel each other out in the forest
with like axes on top of a mountain
and traps
in the rain during lightning, like in the thunderstorm.
Yeah, that's a good climax.
And his name is like Crazy Bob, and he's missing a tooth, and he has like a cabin. And the whole reason he's attacking is because no one has come in his near the neck of the wilderness for like 30 years.
Okay.
And this is the first guy that's come there, and he's like, he believes this crazy religious thing where like the person that enters his domain is supposed to be sacrificed to the gods by way of one-on-one death duel on the top of a mountain.
That is something a crazy... stranded alone mountain man would believe.
Right? And he has like pet cougars.
Yeah.
That like he sicks on the guy.
Yeah. Maybe he can wound the guy, and since the guy is wounded, he's like, look, cheetah. now's your chance. Go get him. Not cheetah, cougar, rather.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he has a cheetah, too. I don't know.
I don't think there's... I'm picturing, like, Appalachian Trail.
Yeah. So he tamed these cougars.
Yeah.
He found them.
Yeah. He raised them from
baby from cougars. The baby cougars. This movie sounds good. Like, I would watch this movie.
Yeah, I would watch the hell out of that.
Because then, you know, you have the climactic battle at the end where he's, like, fighting... And he's, like, a respectable crazy man. So, like, let me paint you a picture.
Yeah, he sounds like he has an ethos.
He has, like, a moral compass. He's just crazy. So, like, they're fighting with axes on the top of a mountain. And the axe that the protagonist has was given to him by the crazy lumberjack because it's a fair fight, you know?
Right.
And at one point, the protagonist drops his axe. And instead of, like, killing him, the lumberjack, like, picks it up and gives it back to him. And then they, like, resume the duel, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's, like, a classy... He's, like, the Captain Hook of crazy lumberjack men, if you
will. Yeah, that's a cool guy. All right, so eventually at the end, the main guy's going to kill him, obviously. The lumberjack can't win this duel. But when he does, I think he should bury him according to his ethos.
Ooh. You know, like he has like a holy scripture that he reads from or something.
Yeah. Like the crazy lumberjack man has a little cemetery where he buried all his other cougars that died. And he like buries the crazy man with his cougars.
Wow. That's deep. Because he like respects him and his crazy lifestyle.
And then he like smears mud on his face and resumes.
he becomes the crazy man. Holy shit, you just blew my mind right there.
Yeah, the spirit infects him.
Holy shit, no, it's not a spirit, he just like... I mean, I guess it's not... Yeah, I see.
Like the spirit of the woods.
Yeah. Oh my god, that just gave me chills.
Ooh.
He's like, I'm the guy now. And then the cougars like run to him, and then like he starts petting them or whatever.
And the end of the movie, there is a cougar's roar, like, rawr, and then there's the credits.
He's on the mountain surrounded by cougars. He's, like, petting them. He has mud on his face, and the cougars roar, and then, like, lightning strikes, and then it's, like, credits.
It's like Pride Rock. He's overlooking his...
His domain.
Oh, God. This is a good movie. This is really good. I like this a lot. This could be like not a B movie. This could be like a real Hollywood thing right here.
This like Leonardo DiCaprio, the Revenant style.
He's like in it. Yeah, he would want to be the crazy man instead of the... Let's cast it really fast.
Yeah, so DiCaprio I think would be the good guy. He's not usually...
He's not old enough.
But maybe this could... Man. Maybe he could for this one.
This could be his villain turn. You know, he did Django, right? He could be a villain.
Yeah.
We could say DiCaprio is the main guy. He would just ham it up in that role, though.
The Beast guy? Who's that guy from Guardians of the Galaxy? That really
Drax.
Awesome.
Drax. Yeah. The big guy?
Big guy, yeah.
The guy that was also in Blade Runner in the first 5 minutes or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, he... Yeah,
that's Batista. Totally...
He's the crazy... Oh, man. He would be really good in that.
Yeah, he would.
He's, like, soft-spoken. Like, he's not... He's crazy, but he's, like, not crazy. He's not like, wah! He's, like...
He's, like, crazy, but calm. Like, he's water. Like,
this is... Yeah, it's like, this is the way of the woods. Or whatever. Or whatever. This is how it's been done for centuries or something.
Yeah.
And Leo's like, you're crazy. And he's like, no. This is the way.
The world is crazy.
I'm the only one that's sane. And he has those like little glasses that the character in Blade Runner had, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's really cool looking.
Yeah. He doesn't need them for long sight. He needs them for reading. He has like an astigmatism or something.
Yeah. And he has like bunches of like journals that are like leather bound that he like makes. And he like writes... Random thoughts and
in like stuff. Woods runes with like drawings of in beasts
in his own language.
Yeah.
I love this movie.
Yeah, this movie rules.
The Way of the Woods would be the name of the film, I think, or something along those lines. It has to be like mysterious sounding, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would sounds like a good film, I think. Much better than your crappy, what was it called, Man Versus?
Yeah, it was Man Versus. It was supposed to be like a play on Man Versus Wild,
no,
like
I got
the
it.
TV show, but like
Man Versus Predator. So, back to the original question, would you call this movie art?
Yeah, you have to, right?
I mean, I think you kind of do. If art is can be anything, then anything can be art, you know?
Yeah.
So, like,
I enjoyed thinking about, I really enjoy the idea of the movie, as, you know, we just went on a cool
tangent.
You like
the thought of the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
The premise was good. The premise was so good that we were able to create a much more interesting movie out of thin air. But, yeah, it just doesn't sound like they really did anything with the premise. Probably they didn't have enough of a budget to do anything really interesting with it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really low budget. Anyway, that's what I did this week.
Sounds really fun. That's your one thing you did.
I've had to, like, rough it a little because my computer's broken right now.
So you're recording on, like, an old laptop, basically.
Yeah.
That's nice. What happened to your computer, for our listeners that don't know the story?
The power supply on my computer exploded.
Now, define explode.
It made a really loud bang, and smoke came out of it.
Oh, really? It smoked?
Yeah.
What were you doing when this happened? You were just using it?
I was trying to turn it on, and while it was booting up, it happened.
Oh, man.
I've never had a power supply do this, but...
Me neither.
I've read that it can happen.
That sounds really weird. How old is this computer?
The power supply I actually used in a previous computer, so it's like...
Oh, it's getting up there in the years.
It's like maybe almost 10 years old.
Yeah. So that's the news of your life today.
Yeah. Super exciting.
The news of the world is we discovered water on Mars recently. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
There's like a lake or something on Mars. It's like liquid water, and it's real. And I don't know a lot about it other than there's water, so that's exciting. I don't know what that means, but...
Means maybe life, maybe.
Maybe life, maybe. I feel like every 5 years we discover, like, some water kind of thing on Mars, and everyone's like, life could be on Mars, and then we don't ever find anything.
Yeah, maybe this isn't true, but I feel like we've discovered water on Mars, like, 80 times.
Right? Okay, I was gonna bring this... I was gonna bring this up, but I didn't want to say...
How do we keep discovering water for the first time?
I was gonna bring this up, but I didn't want to sound stupid. But, like, yeah, like, I remember discovering water on Mars, not personally, but reading about it, like, 10 times. Like, growing up in the 90s, it was, like, every week, it was like, we discovered water on Mars.
Microbial life. Like, I remember those
yeah,
words,
too. Yeah, I remember that one, too. Yeah, like, we found, like, a microscopic shrimp on Mars or something, you know?
Or, like, fossils of it or something.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know how we keep discovering water. Maybe we're forgetting about it or something. Or maybe the scientists are discovering water, quote, unquote, and then later they're like, oh, never mind. It's not really water.
Or, you know, I do this sometimes where, say you're, like, doing a task and you're almost finished. And but you're, like, really proud that you're almost finished and you, like, tell everybody, hey, guys, guess what?
I
finished
what I did.
This thing I've been working on forever, but you haven't finished it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a week later they ask, so how's that thing that you finished that, you know, you told me you finished? And you're like,
So do you think the scientists, like, were 90% to discovering water, like, a lot of times, and they just jumped the gun with telling everyone?
Maybe, but I know I do that a lot.
There's, like, we discovered water, and they're like, oh, really? Let's see. And they're like, oh, sorry, we actually haven't officially discovered it, but we're pretty sure it's there.
Yeah.
We're almost positive. Yeah, I don't know. So water, I mean, it's exciting. It was exciting the last 10 times that they discovered water
on Mars. Yeah, I love that. I love hearing about water on Mars.
Do you think we're ever going to go to Mars, like, on a colonization thing?
I think we are, and I think it's not going to go well.
You think it's going to be, like, really bad?
Yeah, I think it's going to be horrible. And we're never going to do it again.
They're recruiting for some kind of thing like that, where it's like, sign up to go on the colony mission of Mars. It's like a private company. And, like, it's not guaranteed, but basically they're like, oh, when we do it, you'll be, like, first in line to, like, go or whatever.
So, that makes me really suspicious.
Yeah, it's weird. Would you go to Mars if you were given the opportunity and given, like, resources and, like, all you need? Like, say a billionaire comes to you and a bunch of other people, and they're like, oh, I'm going to make a colony on Mars. I want you and these, you know, 20 other people to be the first colonizer mission or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give you all you ever need, like, all the food you need. You never have to work another day in your life. Well, you kind of do. You have to do Mars stuff. But, like, you don't have to, like, you don't have to, like, do a lot, you know? It's just mostly you're just there on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that?
Knowing that
you're never going to come back, you wouldn't do that.
No.
A lot of people have signed up for this thing. I swear it's a thing. I swear. I saw it somewhere.
I saw it. That company seems like a scam to me, because we're nowhere... I mean, maybe secretly we are, but I don't feel like we're anywhere near setting up a colony.
Me neither. It reminds me of that. We talked about this, like, ways back. That one company that does, like, the... Like, they freeze your brain and, like, take a slice of it or something.
Yeah.
You remember that? But you, like, pay them, like, $10,000, like, after you die to do it. And, like, it seems like that weird pyramid scheme where it's like, yeah, we're never going to do this. But we can just keep telling people, like, oh, yeah, in 20 years, we'll be ready or whatever. You know, you can just keep saying
I'm not saying it will happen, but I'm not saying it won't.
Yeah, so just give me $10,000 now and you'll guaranteed to when it won't happen. I mean, will happen in 20 years. You'll be first to have the brain thing. And same with the Mars thing, probably, too. But yeah. I don't know.
I think that's most futurist things.
They always, like, promise, like, things. And then a lot of people sign up and pay the money, and then, like, nothing happens. Yeah.
These, like, mystery venture investors or whatever come out of wherever they come from and just give them millions of dollars. And
they get a lot of money, too, and I don't understand how. I guess it's just... I think it's just old rich people. They're like, I'm going to die soon. I need to have a fallback. And so they, like, go for these crazy, you know, things.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's Andy Warhol syndrome. I think some people are just really good at throwing parties. And you go to a party with one of these guys and they will sell you, anything.
Their brain freezing thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like, they're really good at talking to you.
Have you heard about this thing? They're going to build, like, a city in the middle of the ocean that floats.
What? No, I have not heard. What is this about?
Yeah, they're going to build a city in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Who's, and it's
going to
float. They?
I don't know. The people Andy Warhol is, basically.
He would. Anyway, go on.
And the whole story is that the whole society is going to function on a cryptocurrency, and there's going to be, like, no laws. They're going to have, like, separate governments.
It's going to be the worst. It's just going to be bad. Cryptocurrency.
It's never going to happen. And if it did, so it would be bad. The worst nightmare.
So it's like anarchy-crypto, we'll call it. That's the government. It's like anarchy with cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Wait, if there's no laws, why do they need cryptocurrency?
So that, like, you can...
So you can what? Buy stuff? There are no laws. You don't have to do anything. Anarchy. People don't realize this about anarchy. It means there are no laws. And when there are no laws, it means you don't have to buy things. You can just take things. Yeah. Like, I don't get people's obsession with anarchist movements. Like, why do you need cryptocurrency if you're in anarchy? You just take stuff from people that you don't like. There are no laws, after all. You know?
Yeah, there's no reason to have cryptocurrency and something like that. It's not my idea. It's like,
oh no, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. I didn't mean to yell at you. I was just yelling at the fact that I always hear people that are like, "Oh, we're anarchists." It's like, you are, huh? Okay, so you'd be okay if I just stole random things from you for no reason? We're like, well, no. It's like, well, why not? It's like, well, that's not moral. It's like, well, there are no laws stopping me, are there? Well, like, no, but blah blah blah. It's like, well, then why are you an anarchist if you don't want that to happen?
Technically, it is moral in that case because you have to survive, you know, and that's the only way to.
That's true. I mean, we could get to the moral. That's a completely different topic. But yeah, I know what you mean. I just don't like anarchists. If you're an anarchist, you should stop listening to the show because I don't like you. That's a terrible thing to say. I mean, you should listen and we can have a intellectual discourse about the pros and cons of anarchy.
If you're an anarchist, contact us. Preferably tell on us, Twitter. We need more followers.
Tell us how bad you think I am as a person that I don't like anarchists. That reminds me of that like scene in Big Lebowski with the nihilists. And they're like, they don't stand for anything. You know? Yeah.
And he's like, wow, that must be exhausting.
Yeah. It's like, come on. You gotta have something. Anyway, so cryptocurrency anarchist state. They're probably calling it a utopia. Because that's a word they would throw around. They have to have some government considering they use cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
So it's like some
there's a government, fake government. But it's like they make it or something. It's a
they make it, as opposed to a normal government, which is made by God. I don't know who makes it. They make it. This is one of those things when you like talk about it, it sounds like dumber and dumber by the second.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they have a government, but the difference is they make it instead of someone else. It's like,
yeah.
Okay. I would visit this place, maybe, if it was safe.
I'd be scared too, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of those, like, dystopian, like, fiction scenarios where, like, they'll do this, and then, like, 3 years later, it becomes, like, this terrible, like, you know, dystopian world where people are just stealing stuff and there are gangs everywhere, and, you know.
Waterworld.
It's like Waterworld, yeah, like, in a bubble. Like, it's Waterworld. And there's, like, multiple factions of, like, one guy thinks he's in charge, and there's another guy that thinks he's in charge, and then another person that thinks they're in charge, you know, and they're, like, at war together or whatever. It's like Escape from New York, you know? It's just, like, hellscape or whatever. I don't know. We'll have to keep posted on this water paradise.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
I'm curious how it goes. It's probably funded by some really rich people.
It is, yeah.
So, like, I want to live in an anarchy area. I'm like, okay, sure. Did we have trivia today, Bess?
We do. Is it time for a first trivia question?
I think so.
Forgetting to stagger them.
Let's do it.
Okay, so starting our first trivia question of the day, I'll have you choose your first lifeline.
I will go with 50-50.
Okay. First question is about animals. And the question is, what type of animal is a Kalinsky?
What?
What type of animal is a Kalinsky?
How do you spell that really quick?
K-O-L-I-N-S-K-Y.
Sounds like a last name. Like, I'm Bob Kalinsky.
It does.
Welcome to Bob Kalinsky's Tires, Tire Emporium. Go ahead.
Is either A, beaver, B, a weasel, C, a koala, or D, a wallaroo?
Are these all Australian things? No, beaver's not Australian.
There might be
beavers. You said a koala or a wallaroo, which I still don't know what a wallaroo is, even though it's been the subject of many trivia questions. I think it's, like, between a wallaby and, like, a koala or something like that, but I don't actually know.
Yeah.
So, beaver, koala, wallaroo, or what?
And a weasel.
Kalinsky. That sounds kind of weaselly, doesn't it?
A little bit. You got my money, Kalinsky. You old beaver.
I'm imagining like a film noir with like animals in it, you know? How cool would that be?
Like Animal House?
Animal House? No. Like animals. Like Animal House Noir. Playing. Or whatever. Yeah, so it's like a beaver is like the private detective. And then like a weasel is like
the gangster. You know,
the gangster. He would be a weasel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I don't know.
There's an old wise guy. That's a koala.
Yeah, it's a koala. And there's, like, an owl. And he's, like, the police officer or something. I don't know. And it's just like film noir with animals. And it's in like a forest, you know. And they have like forest stuff, houses and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Flintstones though, like they have like forest versions of modern appliances. Yes. He's got like a wood PI hut. And he's got like
instead of like a gun, it's like a wooden like thing that shoots like acorns or something like that, yeah. You know. And instead of like cars, it's like I don't know what they ride. Some animal, some other animal.
Yeah, like a like, turtle.
Turtle like takes them around.
They've got like carriages built on the backs of tortoise backs.
There you go.
They're riding there. There's a high speed turtle police chase.
And there's like flying and there's like flying squirrels that like take you from one tree to another. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this would be in Australia, obviously. Yeah. By the way, because this would be... Have you ever seen Rescue... We've talked about this movie like a million times. Rescuers Down Under, right? Like, they have this kind of, like, animal world.
Yeah.
You know? That, like, they use stuff. It would be like that, but they would, like, double down on it. As in, like, it's even more closer to human civilization. Just animals.
Yeah. Like, Mr. Beaver has his own private flying squirrel. And it's like... It's like his a name's nice like squirrel.
Yeah, it's like Joe. His name's Jojo. Yeah. And like the squirrels, the animals they use as transportation, they don't talk. Like they're like regular animals.
They weren't given the gift of consciousness and sentience.
They're just like regular animals. It's like Pluto in like Mickey Mouse. You know?
Like Mickey gets to be a man, but Pluto is stuck.
As a dog. Goofy can talk, but Pluto can't. Yeah, it's like that. Anyway, back to the question. I'll use my 50-50 because I have no idea what the answer to this one is.
Okay. It is either A, a beaver, or C, a koala.
Kolinsky is what it's called?
Kolinsky, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to use my stupid-ass logic here that doesn't make any sense. But
oh wait, no, crap. I totally screwed this up. It is either A, a beaver, or B, a weasel.
Dang it.
I just maybe gave you the answer.
So using my logic again, I'm gonna say A, beaver, final answer.
Okay. I probably messed you up, but it's actually a weasel.
What? Oh damn it.
I'm sorry, I read my notes wrong.
You tricked me. No, it's fine. I thought you were tricking me with that thing there. I thought you were like, oh, it's a beaver twice. Oh, I screwed up the other answer.
No, not intentionally.
Oh, no, I see what you did. I see what you did.
I accidentally didn't include...
You didn't actually know the answer.
Yeah.
I should have picked the other one. That's really dumb now, I think about it. I screwed up more than you did in that scenario. Can we just pretend I got that one right?
Yes.
Because I really should have.
You have an honorary got one right. Sorry, this have is you a new ever... computer. I'm not used to...
Have you ever had, you know how, like, you can have too much confidence in yourself sometimes? And then you're like, I know that. And then you say something, and it's, like, really dumb. And, like, it's clearly wrong if you thought about it for, like, a second or two more. And everyone realizes you're being really dumb. And then you have to, like, play it off like you pretend, like you did it on purpose or you're trying to be funny or whatever. Have you ever done something like that?
Yeah.
It happens to me with math a lot.
Yeah, it happens because, you know, you arrive at the correct answer, and there's no reason to keep thinking about it after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're like, this is the answer. And everyone's like, no. And you're like, oh, right. Whoops. I was just kidding. Of course I know the answer to that. I'm a smart person. So I'm not. I'm sorry I got that one wrong. But
it's okay.
Don't tell me. Segway animals. Cairo Zoo in Egypt denies that it has painted its zebras or its donkeys with white and black stripes in order to look like zebras. So basically, people think the zebras in the Cairo Zoo are actually donkeys that just are painted to look like zebras.
Okay, so.
And there's a picture, and it's clearly a donkey. like, it's very obviously a donkey.
I was gonna say, like, that's not really an accusation that comes around unless it's like...
No, unless it's true. And the funny thing about the picture that I'm looking at, like some of the paint is like smudged on the face of the donkey. And it's like not as big as a zebra. Like zebras are like as big as horses, you know. But like donkeys are smaller. And yeah, it's obviously
it's very obviously a donkey.
But the zoo is like, no, they're zebras, man. No, we're good. Like they claim that no, they're zebras. They haven't. Yeah, they're standing by their claims that they're zebras.
I think at that point, you know, after you double down, because you have to do that once, you have to say, well, the person we bought them from said they were zebras.
And... No. Well, that's what you do 20 years ago. Yeah. Today, you make it a joke, right? You're just like, oh, this was actually a social media campaign by the Cairo Zoo to attract attention to its new donkey exhibit. You know? And then everyone's like, whoa, they're brilliant marketing.
I want to go see these donkeys.
I want to go see these stupid painted donkeys. I want to purchase a plane ticket to Cairo for $10,000 and see some painted donkeys. LOL. And they'll take a picture of it and they'll tweet on Twitter and be like, I saw the cool Cairo donkeys, LOL, MAO, and MLAO, whatever. And then they'll get like 10,000 retweets. And then people will be like, wow, this is so cool. And then they'll make memes out of it. Like when... Like, the meme will be, like, something to do with, like, you saying something that's obvious to everyone else, but, like, you think you're being, like, really clever, like, yeah. It's pretending you know something. And that'll be, like, the donkey in zebra paint.
I think when you go to the zoo, you can get your face painted black and white, and then you can be like, oh, I'm a zebra.
I'm a zebra,
get
too.
It? Get it? Yeah.
And then they can have some hashtag, like, zebra man or something. I don't know. Stupid. But yeah, they could make it a social media thing. You could spin every mistake. Well, not every mistake, but a lot of mistakes into, like, social media campaigns.
Yeah.
Like, whoops, we screwed up that. Just kidding, that was part of our social media campaign. Ha ha ha.
Is that how, like, the sassy, you know, Twitter persona of, like, McDonald's and whatever, all these other companies started?
I kind of feel like it, yes.
Like, it started as a really disgruntled employee who was about to quit and was just like, screw all you guys, you all,
you're like, blah, blah, blah. And then people were like, oh my god, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah, it was just a social media thing. Ha ha.
It wasn't a person that we refused to pay overtime for 10 years.
No, not at all. I have such an axe to grind with Wendy's social media. Because it's so bad. I mean, it's not bad. It's good. But it's like, I'm like mad that it's good.
Yeah, I hate that.
Like, shit. I hate it. Because it's obviously just pandering to... nerds. Like, that's all it's doing. And people are like, ah, ha, ha, this is so funny. And, like, maybe it is. I don't know.
Did you see when Wendy's said that McDonald's burgers were frozen? Oh, that was so
It's just cool. Like, it's just pandering, right? Yeah. It's all it is. And people are, like, celebrating a pandering. But what they're celebrating is this multi-million-dollar company talking smack to some other multi-million-dollar company. But at the end of the day, both of these companies are laughing all the way to the bank. They're like, ha ha, thanks for the free publicity, idiots. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. People are weird like that. Like, if it's like for the sake of humor or memes, they'll like look past these obvious attempts at like pandering to people. But if like someone does it that's actually not funny, pandering, people will call that out and be like, oh, you're just pandering to this audience to try to get, you know, attention or whatever.
Yeah, it's but like, do you know what I think it is? I think people, the way you grow up now, like, McDonald's is like a person in people's mind. Like, oh, McDonald's, they've people. Always been there for me. You know, they've been a regular force in my life throughout my whole upbringing. It's funny that McDonald's, the person, is
the
like,
man, is Ronald sassing, McDonald's,
is sassing Wendy, the...
Right, and Wendy's is sassing back. Yeah. I don't know. It's this weird, like, corporations are your friend or your, like, They're a thing.
They're like a person in your life that like...
So weird.
That's weird, man.
It's so weird. Maybe it's just a generational thing, but it just makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It seems very like dystopian cyberpunk to me. Like, Wendy's is your friend. We provide burgers and humor. And you're like, thank you, Wendy's. Ooh. LOL. Oh my god.
That's not even in any like dystopia. That's so horrible that it's not even in dystopian sci-fi.
That's further. That's like, yeah, that's further.
That's like so far off.
Like a lot of people have read Neuromancer and like, you know, all the corporations control everything. But they do it in like subversive ways, you know, they're like, "Oh, like we're like they have like spies at, you know, like corporate espionage and stuff."
Yeah.
This is like all the companies know they're doing it and everyone else knows they're doing it too, but like no one cares because it's like funny and humorous.
Yeah.
So it's like they can just get away with whatever because they're memeable, you know? It's like, that's even scarier. Because then it's like people are brainwashed.
They do it right in front of you. Right in
right
your
under
face.
Your nose.
Right in your face.
Right in your face. And people are like, ha ha ha, it's so funny, Wendy's. And Arby's.
I love
and
Wendy.
Whatever. She's great. I love corporate multi-million dollar companies that don't care a shit about me, but make like funny tweets. Like, oh,
you know, there's a okay. man that works at McDonald's whose job it is to test barrels of Coke flavor from China to see if they have more benzene than they're supposed to.
I didn't know that.
And if they do, they just throw away the barrel. Like, that's someone's full-time job. Like, you can have some.
but not all.
Past a certain point, you gotta throw that barrel away.
Well, someone's gotta do it, right?
Yeah.
That person makes a lot less than Wendy's Twitter person does. Think about that for a second, right? The man responsible of not murdering you at Wendy's makes less than the person that's tweeting about dumb shit.
Yeah, trust me, if Wendy cared about you, there wouldn't be any benzene in the soda.
Already. That man wouldn't even exist. But Benzene Man does exist.
Yeah.
He's the dark shadow of corporations.
Do you want to do your second trivia question?
Yeah. Can I make like a weird point really fast?
Yeah, though? Absolutely.
Have you ever read the short story "Those Who Walk Away from Omelas"? It's by Ursula K. Le Guin.
No, but I have read her book "Lathe of Heaven," and it was really good.
Okay, I don't know if I want to spoil this for you because it is a short story, but it reminds me of this premise where like everyone's kind of accepting this one thing and there's like this bad thing off in the corner that's like no one's like paying attention to because they're like, oh, all everything else is good. It's like, doesn't matter that Wendy's is an evil corporation as long as they make me laugh and give me burgers.
You link me to it, I'll read it. You know,
I will.
She's a finalist this year at Worldcon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
She passed away recently, I believe.
Oh. So this would be like a posthumous thing that she's up for.
That's sad. But anyway, yeah, I'm ready for my other trivia question.
Okay, this one is about sports, your favorite thing.
Oh, it's the thing I know most about.
Question is,
I will have Monty Hall.
Okay. The question is, what is Tiger Woods' first name?
I always thought his first name was Tiger.
I guess it's not.
Why would you name yourself Tiger as like a pseudonym?
Because he
doesn't make any sense to me.
He's a real tiger on the golf course.
Who does that? Is his middle name Tiger?
I don't think it is.
What the hell, man? Like, no one names themselves after animals. Okay,
I think it's a really cool name.
Give me his name.
Okay.
His name's potentially.
It is either A. Tuppence.
Tuppence?
Tuppence.
Okay.
B. Eldrick.
What?
C. Rupert.
Okay. I could see why you'd want to change your name to Tiger.
Or D. Hornus.
Hornus Woods. Oh, that's not a real name. You just made that up. No. Hornus is a real name.
Hornets.
I mean, Tuppence. Oh, Eldrick.
Tuppence is good. Eldrick. Rupert.
Or Hornets.
Hornets Woods.
So I feel like Rupert is the one because, like, if I was named Rupert, and I'm not, and I was going to be a professional golfer, I was like, I don't want to go by Rupert Woods. That sounds awful. I need a new name. I wouldn't name myself Tiger, but I can see why you'd want to. Like, it's like, ooh, it's like a, it's a cat. It's a big cat that's aggressive and, you know,
he's got a majestic. Swipe. Yeah, like you swipe the golf ball or something. I don't know.
It's just weird to rename yourself after an animal like that. But, I mean, whatever. It's fine. Rupert. Eldrick. Tuppence. Tuppence. Sounds like the name of a teddy bear. Tuppence.
All of these are kind of like teddy bear names, kind of.
That's true. Rupert the teddy. Yeah, these all work, actually.
Eldrick. Tuppence. Hornus.
Hornus the bear. Hornus the bear. And you squeeze it and it's like, hole in one.
That's not the sound I imagine Hornus making. I think Hornus goes like,
ah. It's make the dying sound or whatever.
Those old dinosaurs you would squeeze and they would go,
ah. Yes. That's my favorite sound because it's like the sound of like, a living being, like, being sad about its existence.
Yeah.
You know? It's like... like, that's the sound that I feel a lot in my day. Yeah, me too. You know what I mean? Like, if I could, I would verbally make that sound, but society doesn't accept that that's something I'm allowed to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If a witch turned me into, like, an object that reflected my personality, it would be one of those dinosaurs that make that noise.
That go, ah! Yeah. Hornus. I love that name.
Me too.
I'm gonna use Monty Hall.
Okay.
Hornus.
You're locking in Hornus? You don't think it's Hornus?
No, not locking in Hornus. I'm gonna lock in. Which one do I not think it is? Actually, yes, I will lock in. No. Should I lock in Hornus?
Hornus Woods.
Hornus is, like, the one that's, like, I don't think it's Hornus, but, like, if you told me it was Hornus, I'd be like, okay, you know? Like, I could see it as Hornus. I don't think his name is Eldrick, but, I mean, maybe it is. I'll lock in Hornus. Let's lock it in.
It is either Eldrick or Hornus.
No, it's not. You're lying to me.
Tiger Woods, his first name.
What? Those are the last two that I thought it would be. Like, I thought Tuppence was higher on the list than Hornus or Eldrick. In order, I thought it's like Rupert, Tuppence, Eldrick, Hornus. Oh my god. No, I don't think it's Eldrick. I don't think it's Eldrick. Eldrick is just... That's not a name, I don't think. Is it Hornus, though?
Is it Hornus?
That doesn't sound like a name either. What does Hornus even mean? Like, how did they get that name? They're like, I like horns, and we live in the U.S. Hornus! There he is! Hornus Woods!
This is really funny to me, because I'm on the... Like, I know which one it is, and you'll see. I don't want to help you anymore, though. Like,
no, it's Hornus. I'm going with Hornus. Whatever, it's fine.
Hornus?
Shut up! Is it Eldrick, then?
No. I don't know. I'm not helping.
No, you're tricking. You're trying to trick me. It's Hornus. It's Hornus Woods. Final answer.
It's not Hornus. That's not a real name. I made that up.
Damn it! Oh, I feel really stupid right now. Hornus Woods.
Of course.
Shit. I can't believe I fell for Hornus. I even used my lifeline because I was like, it's not Hornus. So I'm locking Hornus. Oh, God.
That's an awesome name, though. You got to admit.
I feel so stupid. Remember we were talking about how you say something stupid and think you're smart? But that's me right now. So it's Eldrick. His name is Eldrick Woods.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
I didn't know that was a name, but it is a cool name. Yeah. How do you spell that? Eldrick?
Yep.
Eldrick? Wow.
Eldrick Woods.
So where did he get Tiger from? He just made it up, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe his dad just called him Tiger. Hey there, Tiger.
Oh, it's like a nickname. Oh, that would make so much more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did, wow. Horace Woods. That would be like his long-lost brother that, like, wished he could play golf as well as Tiger.
Yeah, they're like estranged now.
Yeah, it's like, Dad, can I play with Tiger? It's like, Horace, go back in the shed. We don't want you anymore.
That's dark. He's the shed child.
He's the shed child. Horace. He, like, does all the chores while Tiger practices golf.
Yeah.
You know, he works as, like, a janitor right now at a football stadium or something, you know?
You ever seen Sling Blade? That's Horace.
Horace Woods. Anyways, tells people, like, oh, yeah, Tiger Woods is my brother. And they're like, no, he's not.
No, he's not.
And he's like, yeah, he is. He really is. And it's like, no, if he was your brother, you'd be rich. He'd give you stuff. And he's like, no, he just doesn't like me. It's like, okay, man. Horace Woods, the janitor. Okay, I don't even remember where the hell we are on the show. Oh, we wanted to do... I didn't even get to any of my other shit today, but that's fine. It doesn't even matter.
Do we want to...
We
can do some now.
Yeah, I have a few would you rathers for you if you want those.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to do some would you rathers right now. Oh, we should talk about this really quick. The Blood Moon is coming up tomorrow, which is probably why this episode's so weird.
Mm.
Isn't it tomorrow?
I think I read that it was tomorrow. I don't know. I just kind of read the headline.
The Blood Moon happens, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? It's like every other week. It's like, oh, it's a Blood Moon. It's like, okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, and every single time it's like the end of the friggin' world. Like,
and there's always like some cult that's like, oh, that world's going to end during the Blood Moon. It's like, okay, it's happened like 3 times this year already. we got a lot of them. It's like, okay.
Are you sure it's this one?
All I wanted to tell you about this. Have you ever seen Parks and Recreation? I messaged you this once. The show, Parks and Recreation.
No, I don't think I have, yeah.
So there's this episode. The show's just about people. It's like The Office, but with like the Parks Department at a place. Anyway, there's this episode where this group of old people, they rent one of the parks, one of the county parks, out like for a night.
Yeah.
And the reason they do that is because they think they're in like some weird secret society, like local chapter of the secret society, that thinks the world is going to end on that night. So they, like, rent the park out, and during the night they, like, play music, and they just, like, you know, smoke cigars and drink beer because they think the world is ending or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it, like, never ends, obviously, because the world doesn't end. But then after that happens, like, the guy who's in charge, like, goes back to the Parks Department, and he's like, oh, the world didn't end. I must have read the sacred text wrong. And then he, like, thumbs through the thing, and he's like, oh, I've done some recalculation, and I think the world's going to end this day, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, the lady at the desk is like, oh, let me check the calendar to see if you can rent the park for that day. And she's like, actually, we have a lemonade contest that day. And he's like, oh, my bad. It's actually the next day that the world's going to end. And she's like, that's free. And he's like, okay, put us down for that day or whatever. And so, like, the reason I think it's funny is because, like, these old people totally don't think the world's going to end. It's just an excuse to, like, get together and, like, drink beer and, like, smoke cigars and stuff.
Yeah.
And my point being that I want to be part of that, of a group like that when I'm, like, 65 and retired.
Same, like, absolutely.
You know, like, everyone knows that it's not really the end of the world, but, like, you just, like, celebrate like it is anyway,
yeah.
You know, because you're old and who the hell cares, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to do what I want. Maybe the world will end. We don't know it will.
Like, what? Yeah. And it's just so, like, some weird book that you read from, and it's like, oh, according to Aleister Crowley, the world is ending this day or whatever, yeah. You know?
He didn't actually say it. There's some, like, weird numerology with his book.
That, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have to, like, do some, like, math, like, using the, like, letters order or something, and they're like, it's August 50th, it's August 21st or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to be part of that group. But back to Would You Rather, because we were talking about the Blood Moon, and the Blood Moon, I feel like, is a good excuse for people to pretend the world
to do stuff, yeah.
Would you rather be slightly able to read minds or the ability to go into the future?
Wow.
This
is a really good question from Would You Rather Bot.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a coherent question.
Yeah. So you can either go slightly into the future or slightly read minds?
Yes, that's correct. And, like, definition of slight, like, whatever you want to interpret that as.
Yeah, like, you can't go back to the year 1200, but...
No. You can go a little. You can move through time a little bit.
Half hour, maybe.
Half hour? That would be useless.
No, it wouldn't. You could, like, get the number of the lottery, travel back, be like, oh, last minute, let me fill out my ticket.
Oh, okay. That's good. Half hour would actually be really useful.
Yeah, it would. You could do so much shit.
Oh, I just thought of I didn't even realize that. Remember we were talking about, like, not knowing what to say to people in certain social situations?
Oh,
like,
trying to get your way. I would use this.
It would be so useful for that. Like, if you're trying to, like, get in somewhere, or, like, you're trying to convince someone to do something, you could just, like, hash it out and be like, no. And then you're like, all right, travel back 30 minutes.
Or you're just, like, trying to, like, be someone's friend. Like,
yeah. You just, like, Groundhog Day that shit. You're just, like, over and over. Try to say the perfect thing. You try to be someone's friend.
That's so sad.
Have you ever been on the receiving end of someone that was really interested in being your friend and you did not care at all?
It hasn't,
or vice versa?
Yeah, it hasn't happened since, like, high school, but yeah.
Or vice versa, where you want to be someone's friend really bad and they're like, I don't care about you at all. Because I've definitely been in both situations.
Same.
Of that. But yeah, the 30-minute thing would be super useful for that. Because then you'd just be like, hey, Joe, you're real cool. Let's talk about Pokemon. And he's like, oh my god. And you're like, well, time to reset the clock. And then you're like, how about those Yankees? And he's like, oh, I love the Yankees. And you're like, okay, I'm getting somewhere here.
Have you ever texted someone that you thought was really funny, but then they just dead air? They don't respond.
Oh my god, that's the worst feeling
and then you have to explain your humor.
Oh my god, explaining it is worse though, because then you just seem desperate. Like, please think I'm funny.
You have to explain it, or else they might think you're insane.
Like, that's true. That's awful though.
There's nothing worse.
Sending a text message and not getting a response is, like, the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to be funny, and you think they just misinterpreted your joke as something, like, weird and not cool.
They're just like, oh, okay. Because then they're
like, oh, did I just screw up this person? Like, does this person think I'm, like, a crazy man now?
Yeah.
You know? Does this person think I'm an idiot or something? The 30 minutes would be very useful in that.
Especially if it's someone you don't, like, text all the time.
Yeah, it's like, someone you're just like, oh, this person would like this funny joke. Do-do-do-do-do. And you're like, oh, no.
Oh, God.
It's been 2 hours and they haven't said anything. They've misinterpreted this as a bad joke. Oh, God. It always happens to me when it's like, you type it out and you're reading it and you're like, this is good. They'll get it. They'll get my meaning.
Yeah.
And then you hit send and you're like, oh, no.
Immediately.
Like, right. Like, you're like, no, that was not good. It's like hitting the button, like, triggers something in your brain that, like, lets you know, like, actually, that was bad. That was dumb.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the last trivia?
Yeah, we can do the last trivia. That's just such a funny thing. I do that so often.
I do that all the time, too.
All right. Last question is, I guess, linguistics, maybe?
I love linguistics.
Okay. Your final question. Lifeline. What's your final lifeline?
Oh, 5 second Google. I was going to do 60 second info, please, but that doesn't do anything. So,
yeah.
No, you know what? I'll do Bing. What time is it Bing? Is it 10 second Bing?
I think it's
10 second Bing. Yeah. 10 second Bing. I'll do 10 second Bing. Change of pace.
Okay. Your final trivia question of the day is, Nary-all is the Indian term for what?
Nary-all?
Nary-all.
Nary-all, okay.
N-A-R-I-Y-A-L.
Nary-all. Okay, got it.
Nary-all.
Got it.
And I don't know which in... What? Never mind.
What?
Tell me. I'm not sure which... Sorry, the trivia site I got this from...
Are you about to do something racist over
might
there?
Might not have known. I don't know if it's Indian or Native American.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's not... I mean...
It is.
You're just... You don't know. I mean, it is. But, like, you don't know. You don't know. Yeah, I gotcha. It sounds Indian, like... The country India.
It sounds kind of both.
Oh, shit. You're right, it does.
I'm sorry. Okay.
It's fine. No, you're right. Now that I think about it. Damn it.
All right. Nariyal is the Indian term for Nariyal. What? Is it A, a coconut? B, an orgasm? Ooh. C, a lobster? Or D, a mixtape?
A mixtape?
Mixtape.
Such a weird thing for an Indian word to be. Okay, so... See, I feel like this changes depending on if it's, like, Native American or, like, Indian.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean?
Like, did they have mixtapes? I don't know.
Like, yeah, did Native Americans have mixtapes? I mean, yeah, now they do. But do you think they invented a new Native American word for mixtapes? It seems weird. But again, like... Do they have lobsters in India? Like, I don't think so. Maybe they do. What was the other animal one or whatever?
Coconut, orgasm, coconut. Lobster, coconut mixtape.
Do they have coconuts in India? I don't know. They might.
They have curry. They must have coconuts.
Oh, you're right. They probably have coconuts.
Yeah.
This is hard. The fact that you don't know if it's India or Native America makes this really hard for me.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
You know what I mean? Like, it makes it a lot harder.
Yeah.
My first inclination is to go with orgasm, because I feel like that works on either side, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a universal thing.
Yeah. Everybody's got those, hopefully.
Everyone's got those, yeah. Like, hopefully, yes. You don't need to be in a specific region of the world to know what a lobster, you know, to have a lobster. You have to be in a specific region to have a lobster or coconut, but not for an orgasm. Mixtape seems very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a very specific thing for a language to have a word for.
Yeah.
Then again.
It's also in the same spot as hornets, so.
That's true.
Maybe
that. Hornets woods. Okay, I'm going to 10-second bing.
Okay.
Bing.com. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I will count down. Okay. 3, 2, 1, bing. Just bing it.
Nariyal. Nariyal. Nariyal.
It's an Indian term.
Nariyal.
And your time is up.
It's a coconut. It is a coconut. Okay. Coconut. Nariyal is a coconut. Not an orgasm, it's a coconut.
Okay, you are correct.
Final answer. Yes. Lucky there's a giant picture of a coconut when I binged that.
Nice.
Bing is getting better. It's faster than it used to be, I feel like.
Yeah, and you didn't used to get pictures like that.
No, you didn't.
That must be a recent thing.
They're really stepping up their game over there at Bing.com.
Yeah, I don't know why they are.
no one's using it. Are they still trying to make Bing a thing? Like... Remember when Bing first came out, they had, like, commercials and stuff? They're like, oh, Bing, it's your Google substitute.
There was people on the commercial that we were supposed to believe use Bing as a search engine.
Right. They always have, like, hit people using it, too.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, 20-somethings and, like, tech jobs. And they're like, I use Bing. And you're like, do you?
Do you?
Or are you just using Google like everyone else? Do you want to do some... Do you want to do the rest of the Would You Rathers here?
Sure.
Would you rather eat a slice of mud or a toilet?
A slice of mud, for sure.
Yeah, me too. Would you rather be a beautiful, horrible nerd or be a fictional person?
Well, if you're a fictional person, do you really exist?
I don't know. You should ask Tidus from Final Fantasy VII.
No, Tidus, don't jump.
I'm sorry, that was a really specific joke that some of our listeners may not have gotten, but that's fine. He was real to Yuna. right?
Was he real to the other characters, or was he like the Sixth Sense kind of guy?
Holy shit.
I don't actually know the answer.
Well, he interacted with like Walken.
Yeah, but Walken was crazy.
Well, he interacted with the other characters like Lulu and Kamari, didn't he?
I mean,
he
did. I don't actually remember him.
I think so. We're talking about racism. Waka is like...
He's real bad.
It's so bad.
Those Abed,
like,
man.
The Jar Jar Binks of, like, Final Fantasy X. What'd you say?
Like, the Abed, I think, was the race that he hated.
Yeah.
The mechanical people.
Yeah, the people that were obsessed with mechanical things.
Yeah, it's an abomination.
So yeah, would you rather be a beautiful, horrible nerd or a fictional person?
I think I'd rather be a beautiful, horrible nerd.
You'd be horrible though, like you'd be awful.
Yeah, but at least I'd be real.
At least you exist. Okay. Would you rather communist or egg tree everywhere?
Oh no.
What?
Both of these sound bad. Sorry to all the communists.
I don't even know what an egg tree is, but I'm assuming it's a tree with eggs on it.
That sounds gross and smelly.
So would you rather have those everywhere or communists everywhere?
I think I might go with the egg tree.
I'm going with the egg tree too. Oh, communists. Communists. Ugh, the worst. I'm just kidding. There's probably people out there that are communists.
You know, and if they are, they've probably put more thought into it than I have, but they're still really annoying.
Are there still communists out there? Like, really? Like, are there really communists? Like, socialists, sure. Like, I grant you that there are plenty of socialists out there. But are there real, like, oh, yeah, I'm a communist. I believe in communism. Just like how they did it in the Soviet Union. You know, like, is there anyone out there like that anymore?
There has to be, and I think it's the same kind of people that believe in simulation theory. It's just like a fun game for them.
It's like, I'm a communist. Like, it's a party topic. Yeah. Like, you go to someone's house for a party, and like, this is Joe, he's a communist. And you're like, and he's like, hey, everyone, I'm a communist. And you carry, like, the communist manifesto around with you, you know? Mm-hmm. You dress in, like, all, like...
Red.
Like, brown. Yeah, red or, like, brown. Like, really drab colors. You have, like, patches with, like, the sickle and... what is it?
The hammer, you know, and the sickle.
Hammer and sickle, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you wear, like, one of those, like, Fidel Castro hats. Mm-hmm. You know? I'm Bill. I'm the communist of the group.
Have you seen that shirt that's like communists. All the communists partying, and it's the saying on the shirt is communist. Communism, it's a party.
No, but that sounds funny. It's Karl Marx on it.
Yeah, there's like Karl Marx, Fidel Castro, all the...
So you'd rather egg tree everywhere than communist everywhere?
Yeah, probably.
I don't think I've met anyone that's a communist. I would like to meet a communist. I think it would be interesting to talk to a communist for a couple minutes, you know, for like a few minutes.
Yeah.
Like, not a long time, but.
Be like, okay, give me like the spiel, but in 5 minutes or less.
Yeah. Don't give me any reading material or anything like that. I don't want to know about it. Just give me like the elevator pitch of modern communism, you know, that's all. Would you rather love poop? Or never eat any food again.
Uh-oh.
Yep. It's tough. It's a hard one.
Oh, I can't live without loving food, but I can't...
It's a lose-lose situation here.
I don't think I could live with loving poop either.
So what are you going to do?
But I mean, if I loved
you're
it,
done.
Then...
You're doomed.
So if I love poop, does that mean that I can, like, love the idea of it, or will I still hate the idea of it, but that, like, love it in a, I don't know what I'm really trying to say.
What do you mean? You love it in, like, a loving way. Like, you love it. It's, like, one of your favorite things in the world.
That's terrible.
Well, that's your options.
What would you rather
love
do?
It.
I don't know the answer.
I would rather die than both of those things. I don't know what I would do. Never eating sounds horrible. But I guess I would do that over loving that.
Yeah.
Now, what's your answer?
I agree. I think there's nothing I would... No. Yeah.
No.
Can't. Good answer. Can't do it.
Can't do it. All right, here's your final... This isn't a would you rather. This is something I found on Yahoo Answers. This is an interesting philosophical question for you. It doesn't even say people's names on Yahoo Answers anymore. Oh, there we go. Donald. Donald has asked, does a cheeseburger need cheese?
I think it does.
Because it's a cheeseburger, and otherwise it'd be a hamburger.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Go to a restaurant. They have a cheeseburger on the menu, mm-hmm. right? That's all they have. That's the only burger they have is a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. You ask for the cheeseburger with no cheese, so it's still a cheeseburger.
It might.
It's called a cheeseburger. It's what you're getting. They're not fundamentally altering the cheeseburger. It's still got the basic components. It's just missing cheese. It's still got lettuce, tomato, onion, bun, you know, burger, maybe some ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the answer is no, but I think I know what you're like secretly trying to say, and I think the secret answer is yes.
What am I secretly trying to say? I have no ulterior motive here. I'm just curious.
The secret answer is totally yes. It's a cheeseburger.
Why? What do you think? What do you think the secret thing I'm trying to say is?
The name is. Oh, do you know what I mean?
Is the is? Yeah. Yeah, it's like a weird. Gotcha. No, I wasn't trying to do that. I was just legitimately curious if you thought a cheeseburger was a cheeseburger. We're really ending the show on a high note here with this riveting topic of conversation.
The philosophy of cheeseburgers.
Yeah, exactly. Last question, and then we'll end the show. What's something that people do that make you internally scream, no one cares? This is like happens to me all the time.
Talk about communism. I don't care.
That's been episode 92 of the Time Bat Show. Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
Our sponsor today is Big Van Gogh's Specialty Acrylic Paints.
Oh, when you're in the market for specialty acrylic paints, yeah. Choose Big Van Gogh's.
Yeah, he's got the best.
He's got the best. And remember, when you're feeling like a hippo...
Take a dip of the old O.
Good night, everyone. Try to say.